Sir, here's a question for you. When did Christmas start for you? If you walked into Home Bargains in Wirral on the 25th of August 2024, you will have seen Christmas decorations in one of the aisles. Yeah, that's right. 25th of August. So, was that when Christmas started for you? For many people, Christmas starts with the arrival of this. The Radio Times Christmas Bumper Edition. When this used to come out, we used to sit for hours highlighting what would be what we would watch and when we could watch live. And lists would be made of the various programs that we could see when. As time passed, the lists moved on and highlighter pens were used. And then there was a system of highlighting what could be watched live and what could then be videoed. Whoa! Such things. Now don't pretend you're all too young that you don't know what I'm talking about, because I'm sure it's all the same. Also, in my family home, Christmas was the one time when my dad would allow the TV Times to be bought as well as the Radio Times. Because, of course, they were separate listings in those days. Oh, what luxury to pick, I can tell you. How we enjoyed that. Now, of course, on page 75 in the Radio Times, you can get an app to sort it out for you. Of course you can. Has anybody here got the app? Is anybody here sorting it out? Don't know what we're missing. So, what's in the Radio Times? Well, Gavin and Stacey is a must. The Allrock family were fans back at the beginning of the BBC 3 days, perhaps because having lived very close to Barry, I know exactly what's occurring. But, imagine my disappointment this year. You can get your tissues out now. Imagine my disappointment this year that there is no new glitzy Agatha Christie. Search as I can. I can't find them on one of the main channels on Boxing Day or the day after. Emoji sad face. Murder mysteries are my guilty pleasure. Trying to work out who did what to who and how and when. But sadly, there's no new Poirot or Marple on Boxing Day for me this year. What did you used to highlight? What was the must-see in your house? What was the first thing to go on the must-video list of yesteryear? Well, right now, yes, it started by now, on BBC One, it is Midnight Communion from St Mary's Church in Warwick, a church I know quite well, actually, and something I'll probably catch up with over the next few days in order to get next year's Christmas sermon. Not surprisingly, this sermon is original, you know. But what is so wonderful to me is that you did not highlight it. Or if you did, you decided not to watch it live, but to come here, to be present here, on this most precious and special of nights. There is perhaps no great mystery in your presence, but there is an enormous mystery in the presence of our Lord, who is among us and who will join with us and join with Christians in St. Mary's Warwick and Christians all around the world when we in a little while will break bread together and share communion. That is a must happening, a must see, something absolutely to be highlighted and experienced live not wait for later. And tonight, as we gather here, we do so in a building where communion and Christmas has been celebrated almost continually for 900 years. And you, my friends, have chosen to become and be part of that. O Magnum Mysterium starts a prayer for Christmas Day, dating back to the Middle Ages, and a prayer that would have been said in this very place in Latin. O Magnum Mysterium, O Great Mystery. Tonight we gather to experience the greatest mystery. And this has nothing to do with Poirot or any whodunit that may be or may not be on Christmas television. But instead, we come and we see the crib scene. Now with Jesus in the centre, surrounded by models of human beings, and by an ox and a donkey. Tonight, on this most special of nights, we gather together and we play our part in this greatest mystery of all eternity as we celebrate God coming to earth as a fragile, vulnerable baby in a nowhere place and not even born in a house. The King of Kings, born without royal ceremony or palaces. No special people there, just mum and dad and some shepherds who were not held in particularly high regard by the others in society at all. It was them and the animals who witnessed an episode that would change the world forever when time itself moved from before to after. Tonight, we remember the picture of God making himself vulnerable and entrusting key human beings, Mary and Joseph, to make sure that the Son of God will live and will thrive. Tonight is the great mystery to be highlighted. O Magnum Mysterium, the original text starts, O Magnum Mysterium, Admirabile Sacramentum. And in English, O Great Mystery and Wonderful Sacrament, that animals should see the newborn Lord lying in a manger. O Blessed Virgin, whose womb was worthy to bear the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In life, we can experience the presence of God coming to earth through bread and wine, which you are invited to do tonight as we share communion with one another. We can also experience God through art. The prayer, O Magnum Mysterium, was put to music by the American composer Morton Lawrence, the beauty of which, for me, brings us right to the place where Jesus was born. We are told in the Bible that after the birth of Jesus, Mary pondered all that she had seen in her heart. Let us at this time make time as we move towards midnight. Let us make time at this time and in this place to ponder the great mystery, the true moment of Christmas, and we will listen to the opening refrain of O Magnum Mysterium and remember that we are just part of a people stretching back 900 years in this place who have highlighted this moment to be here and experience the Christ child among us. Because this is when Christmas starts.